Praise the Lord. God bless you. I want to thank you for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that this is an hour and this is a season of new opportunities. It's an hour and a season where the Lord was saying to you that you're going to begin to find that God's going to touch every aspect of your life. He's going to touch relationships. You'll also begin to see that the Lord says be attentive and be sensitive in the spirit concerning those whom you care about. You'll also begin to find that the Lord says do not become impatient, but use wisdom and stay on the course. For he says, guard your words as well as guarding your actions. As we have just come past the Day of Atonement, I sent you a particular email and spoke to you concerning three of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into number one of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into a double portion. Where God said, I'll bless you, I'll restore you, I'll replenish you. I will cause you to come into a season of increase, and I will bless the works of your hands. Number two of the blessings of the atonement, you will come into a time of financial promises. For what God has promised thee, he will surely give it unto thee. And those who owe you, those who have stole from you, God said, I'll give it back to you, and I'll bless you through financial promises. For I said that I call you the head and not the tail. I said that I will prosper you. I said in my word that a cattle on a thousand hills are mine. And because you're mine, they belong to you. You will walk into kingdom blessings. Number three of the blessings of the atonement, restoration. God said as you rest in him and move in prayer and meditation and fasting and seeking his presence, you will rest in him and you will come into a time of restoration. You will come into a time of peace. And as you rest in God, he says, I'll restore, I'll replenish, I'll repay. And I will renew thy strength in me. And all that the canker worm and the pommel worm has eaten, he said, I'll bless you. Number four of the blessings of the atonement is special miracles. Special miracles shall come for thee, through thee, and by thee. Miracle healing, miracle touching in the body of loved ones as well too. Miracle in your finances, miracle in real estate, miracle in business, miracle even in the things concerning ministry. Miracles, special miracles, I'll do for thee. Number five of the seven blessings of the atonement, because you're walking into that because of your seed of faith. You will come into a time of a divine presence, and God says, I'll fill your thirst, and I'll cause you to walk upon green pastures. I will cause you to come into a time of divine presence, and many shall know that I am with thee and that I am yours. You will step into a time of divine presence where you will know that I am with thee. I shall protect thee. I shall guard thee. I shall cover thee in my presence, and I will cause you to dream dreams, and I will bring you to a time of great revelations, and you will know that I am with thee, and I am your Father, and you are mine. So you will walk into a time of divine presence, and I will cause thee to touch the lives of many people, for you will bring healing to my people, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Number six of the seven blessings of the atonement that you will also begin to walk through in this season, where there will be blessings upon sons and daughters, natural as well as spiritual. And I will make thy voice known, and you will speak my word, and I will cause a glory to come upon thee. And as you speak the word, others will hear thee. You will touch the lives of many, many people, because he says blessings, 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 not only for you, but for generations to come. And because you have moved in faith, I will even bless the works of thy hands, and I will bless thee generations upon generations because of your faithfulness. If I've done it for Abraham, I'll do it for you, saith the Lord of hosts. Number seven of the blessings of the atonement that you will walk into, where he begins to say in Joel chapter 2 verse 32, deliverance to whomever calls on my name. He says, as you call upon my name, I will hear thee. For know that I would not slack my hand unto thee, for I will run speedily and quickly unto thee. Because God said, as you call forth my name, I will send forth mine angels. I will send forth warring angels. I shall send forth ministering angels. For he says, I will cover thee, and I will guide thee, and I will lift thee up, and no harm shall come nigh unto thee. Lift up thy voice and call upon my name, for I will hear your cry. I will hear your cry, and I will comfort thee, and I will cover thee, and I will take thee up into high places. Oh, I will take you into a place and a realm in me, and I will cause you to see things you have never known before. I will cause you to come into a time of revelations. I will cause you to come into a time of great impartation. Why? Because you have called upon my name, and ye halabakoshan, and because you have known my name, according to Psalms 91, I shall cover thee under the shadow of the Almighty, and no harm shall come unto thee, saith the Spirit of the Most High. The word of the Lord further comes unto me, saying that you're going to begin to see new connections, because new connections are going to begin to birth expansion around you. And God says, also begin to open up emotionally with a family member, and you're going to find that out of that, discussions could cause change concerning the matter. And yet I heard God says, prepare, because new happiness is also possible for you. You can also begin to see that relationships shall also begin to deepen for you as well. As you're moving about in this month of October, the Lord said this is going to be a good time for you to focus on learning and gathering facts and just refining your communication skills. For the Lord says also, be sensitive to the needs and the feelings of people close to you. For Spirit says, out of this, healing is going to begin to come forth. For the Lord says unto thee that this is an hour where you're going to begin to not dwell on the things of the past, but if you do, then God says go ahead and gain knowledge out of it, but don't fall into any regrets and things of that nature. I can tell you that around the 23rd of the month, the Lord said he's going to usher in some change. For the 23rd is going to usher in a year of financial blessings, a year of financial change. For the Lord says also make it a habit to set aside some extra cash each week. Just put it away, and you're going to understand that as time goes by. And yet God says you may have some real tedious obligations or some heavy workload from around about October the 26th to around about December the 4th. But I also heard him say, protect yourself, protect your body, protect yourself from any kind of a cold or infections, and just make sure that your immune system is up to par by getting your vitamins, your herbs, but also your proper sleep. You'll also begin to find that after the 23rd, God says you're going to be able to improve your home as well as your personal life as well. And you'll begin to see that the Lord says that also, he says again, take into consideration the needs and the feelings of your friends and loved ones when you make decisions that could end up affecting them as well. This is a new day. This is a new season. This is a time of a great start. This is a season and a time when you're going to see God moving in your life for the next 24 months that is going to bless the very works of your hands. As I move forward into the month of November, I'm hearing the Lord says, circle November the 8th and November the 20th. I'm hearing the Lord says circle. Okay, he says November the 6th through the 8th, but also circulate the 18th through the 24th of November. Around the 6th, it's going to be quite powerful for you. Seems like some kind of a project or something is going to cause praise and accolades to come your way. Accolades to come your way. And you're going to find that you're going to be recognized by people in authority for your skills as well as your talents. Now, around the 22nd is going to be a glorious time for you, because I heard God says new opportunities are going to be ushered in regards to matters concerning your heart. God says you're rising up, and know the Father says he has not forgotten thee, neither has he forsaken thee. You will prosper, and you will walk into a time of blessings and release. For the Lord says, I will make you a favorite right, and you'll be favored. You'll be favored. You'll be favored. For new doors are opening up for thee. Now listen to the word of the Lord from the other prophets.
God bless you, Sister Sharon. Sister Sharon, I hear the word of the Lord to you saying that there's going to be something that's going to develop. God says that right now is hidden, but God says it's going to be brought out into the light. I'm hearing God say that you're going to discover something. Something's going to be unveiled, unmasked, and God says that you're going to move forward with this information. God says that it's something that's going to bless you, because it's been something that's hidden, was hidden, because I keep hearing God say, speak on hidden treasures. So God says for you to prepare yourself, because prosperity is your portion, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Sharon. I so concur with Elder Irma. God said this is a time and a season, the rose of Sharon. God says his glory shall fall upon you and rest upon you, and you shall walk in his glory. God says he's preparing you for that day, for that season. So prepare your heart and your mind and your spirit, but God says he's going to use you mightily, and that's the word of the Lord.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Sharon. I concur with the previous prophets. Also want to say also to you, God is saying, don't share your ideas with small-minded individuals. This is a season for you. Keep things to yourself. Let them see the manifestation. You don't have to talk about it. All you have to do is be about it. But God says he's bringing you to a new awareness of being, a new clarity, and a new understanding about where you need to go and what you need to do to get there. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Sharon. I hear the word of the Lord saying filter. For Father God says he's filtering some things out in this season. Father God says delete. Father God says clean out your address book and delete anyone who's not adding to you in this season. For Father God says this is the season where you're cleaning house. Father God says delete in this season. And that is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Sister Sharon, for the seed. Prepare for this season. Prepare, prepare, prepare. For power is coming your way. Prepare, prepare, prepare. And know that relationships and love is going to fall into its proper place. Prepare, prepare, prepare. Because things are coming into its proper place. And you're going to master some things in this season. Now God says, guard your emotions and stay focused and stay centered. Bless you and thank you for your seed.